Hey guys, I wanted to do an episode about how to share your faith. This was actually a podcast episode that I did on our Girls Gone Holy podcast that I wanted to share with you because I really think it'll encourage you in how to leverage some of these principles in your business and in your mission. I think there's a lot of misconceptions around what evangelism looks like, but as believers, I know that we all want to be better at how to practically share the gospel and share our faith. So I know this episode is going to encourage you, and so let's get started. Hello and welcome to the She Can Share podcast, where I am going to help you arise and shine as the woman of influence that God is calling you to be, where you are going to learn how to share your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities with the world through content creation and by just being who you are. You are meant to let go of shame, guilt, condemnation, and fear, and arise and shine and be the light of the world. So whether you're here to grow your influence, grow your business, or just learn some content creation tips to express Christ in you, I want you to know that I'm here for it. So let's get started. Hey, welcome back to the Girls Gone Holy podcast. Today, you are getting a solo episode from me, Melissa. I don't know if you guys have recognized who's who, but it's me, Melissa, on the call today. And I'm very excited to be here with all of you. Don't worry, all the ladies are doing well. Some have sick kiddos, some have some other things going on. So I said, hey, I'm going to hop in and do a solo episode all around how to share your faith. You know, we're in Holy Week right now, and as I'm recording this, we're just a couple days away from Easter. And one of my passions is helping equip people to feel confident in how to share their faith. You know, as Christians and as believers, I think know that we're supposed to, but I think that there's a lot of shame and a lot of just not feeling confident on how to do it or what to say. So I wanted to just dedicate an episode to that today, because maybe some of you listening will hear this after Easter or before Easter. It's always a good day to share good news. And so that is what the gospel is literally translated into, is good news. So I wanted to open up and share a story with you about a time that a stripper came into my work and how I shared the gospel with this person. I actually shared this story on my Instagram, so if you've seen it, you're gonna still wanna listen to the story because you'll get all the details. But essentially, when I was in my early 20s, mid-20s, I worked at the bank. And one day, I had this guy come in, and he sat right down at my desk. He wanted to open up an account. And when I was asking him, like, what do you do for work? He was very forward and said, well, I strip, you know, he's a male stripper. And I was just so shocked. And he was so forward about it, so open about it. And he was telling me, and other people could overhear, like, his outfits that he wears. He was telling me about his dance moves, like what he's doing. Oh, he had no shame. And so as I'm listening to him, I'm just sitting there really baffled at his, you know, he just had no shame. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, God, you have set this up today. There is the fact that this guy came to my table, to my desk, and sat down. This is a divine setup. So if he is going to be open about his lifestyle, this is a great opportunity for me to be so open about mine. So as he's sharing, right, everything's getting a little bit like, it's starting to become distracting for the other people at the bank. So I'm like, hey, why don't we finish this up? We'll go into the back office and finish up the paperwork to open up your account. And as we sit down, I say to him, I just said to him, look, can you tell me, where are you at with God? Now, I understand and I know that for some of you, you're like, there's no way I could be that bold or that forward. But There is something about following the prompting of the Holy Spirit to know what to say. And somebody wrote this in the comments. They said, you are just mirroring him. Have you heard of that? Mirroring, when however someone's acting towards you, you can just, it's an open invitation to respond back. So because he was so open, I was like, he won't have a problem with me being so direct with him. And he didn't. He goes, you know, I guess like I remember hearing about God at a church camp and that type of thing. And so I said, okay, well, can I just share something with you? You know, I just want you to know I do not believe in coincidences, and I'm a Christian. And several years ago, I was struggling with, you know, depression and wondering, is there more to life? And I ended up coming into a personal relationship with Jesus, and he totally transformed my heart. I just start sharing my testimony, sharing my story. And I said, and I 100% believe that it is not a coincidence that you came in here today and that you sat down at my desk and shared your life with me. And I believe that it's because God wants to tell you how much he loves you, how much he cares about you, how much he's had his hand on you since you were a little kid. And Jesus wants a personal relationship with you. Is that something that you're interested in right now? And as I'm talking, he's listening to me, and he just completely opens up. And everything that I'm saying is resonating with him. And he said, yeah, you know, I've actually been thinking about going back to church. The whole facade, everything just went away. It was like we were having this real conversation. And I said, well, you know, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart by just praying a simple prayer. And we can do that together right now if you'd like. And he said, yes. So I prayed with him and led him in a simple prayer that just was basically, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. I believe that you rose again. Will you forgive me of all of my sin? Come into my heart and be the Lord and the Savior of my life. And so I led him in the prayer. I could feel the presence of God fill the office, fill the room. And as he lifted his head up, this is always whenever someone receives salvation, ask this question. This is my favorite question to ask. I said, how do you feel right now? And he just looked at me with such sober eyes. And he said, I feel clean. And I'll never forget that, because I've asked people that time and time again, as they've come into a relationship with Jesus, they always say that either I feel clean, or I feel pure, or I feel like a weight has been lifted. That is the gospel. He literally transforms us from the inside out. He takes our sin nature and replaces it with his righteousness. And he gives us a brand new life. And he removes the weight of our sin and fills us with his peace and his love. And so I just was like, that's amazing. That's so fantastic. And, you know, for some of you listening, you might be like, well, that's good for you, Melissa. That's a great story. That stuff doesn't happen to me. Well, here's the deal. There are so many ways that I believe God wants to equip the body to be able to be effective in sharing their faith. You know, you can do it through personal evangelism, which is kind of some of what I'm sharing with you right now, where you get into a conversation one-on-one with people, whether it's people at your work, whether it's somebody in your neighborhood or a mom at a mom group. You know, it's important to listen to where the person is at. There's one of my mentors, her name's Carol Roberts. She passed away this year, but she taught me this way back when I was learning all about how to share my faith. And she said this, she's like, you have to listen, locate, and then lead. Hey, did you know that right now, the number one thing that the algorithms are pushing across all social media platforms is, you guessed it, short form video. However, you might be finding it very time consuming to keep up with the high demand of video content for your business. Maybe you're not even sure if you're quote unquote doing it right and reaching your ideal audience. Well, at Rise Social Media Agency, we specialize in video content, and we will create, edit, and post your content for you so that you can focus on what you do best, running your business. From content creation to strategy to graphic design, creating lead magnets, and setting up automation, we will help you create content that captures your brand story and take the weight of social media off your shoulders. If this sounds like something that you're interested in, click the link below in the show notes to book a call. So what does that mean? When you are listening, you're listening to what the person is saying, right? So this guy, let's just take this example. This guy, he's a stripper. He's telling me about all of his life, blah, blah, blah. Like I'm listening to his words, but then I'm really listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm tuning in to God. I'm tuning in and being like, God, is this a divine setup? And you want to know how you can tell if it is number one, the fact that you even have that thought in your head is probably the Holy Spirit. Number two, if you feel faith rise. And sometimes faith means your heart's racing a little bit, right? Sometimes your palms get sweaty, you get a little nervous because you know that God's in it. And so you're listening to God. Sometimes it's the right time to say, right? I just was really straight. I was like, look, where are you at? Where are you at with God today? Sometimes the listening is, hey, this person's opening up to you and it's just a time for you to just listen to them. It's not a time to speak or anything, but that's the next step is you listen, you locate where they're at. So I'm going to talk about this for a quick second. They say it takes somebody about 7 to 8 times to hear the gospel before making a decision for Christ. So you might be listening to somebody and they are at like a negative, like if you were to think of a scale in your head, they're at like a -8, right? You know, it might just be a simple like, hey, you know, just want to let you know, I'm praying for you. You know, just that seed, right? Or, hey, thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that with me today. You know, it's just locating where they're at. So you listen, kind of locate where you think they might be at spiritually, and then just lead them that one next step. And this is where I think a lot of Christians get it. We just feel a lot of shame because we hear stories from people like, this person got saved, this person received Christ, blah, blah, blah. But really, as believers, our job is just to be a farmer and just plant that next seed in the life of a believer. And so I even look back at my own journey as a Christian and coming into like the full gospel message. Listen, I can pinpoint people that God put in my path, in my life, that were seeds along my journey for when I was at a point where I was like, that's it, I'm all in. You know, if it was when I was 16 or if I was, you know, whatever, I wasn't ready. And God, the Holy Spirit is always moving on people. He's always wooing people. He's always pursuing people. And so where somebody is at a year ago that you might've had a conversation with, they might be at a completely different place today. And this is the internal job, the internal work of the Holy Spirit. We do not ever, it's never us that, right, gets someone saved. It is the work of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. And so what we get to do is we just get to be the people that get to bring the good news. And we get to be the people that invite. It's never a, hey, let me convince you. Let me pull up all this scripture and you have to believe what I believe. Listen, it's ineffective. It's never going to work. You're going to turn people off. But if you can be somebody that listens to the Holy Spirit, is moved with compassion, moved with love for the person in front of you, and is able to just lead them that one next step, you have done your job because it is the work of the Holy Spirit that brings a person to a place of conviction and ready for change. But what I really want to help people understand today is that your voice, it matters. That's why for me, and I know all the ladies on the call, if they were all here today, they'd be saying the same thing. A lot of us use our businesses as a way for us to be able to share, to be able to express Christ in us, to be able to bring people into a deeper relationship with who we are through our business, and then get the opportunities to minister to people, to love on people, to share with people. And so there's so many ways that you can be effective in reaching people. My question to you is, what is your go? And what I mean by that is the Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. How do you go? Are you even going? I promise you, there's a go inside of you. If you're not going, you just haven't figured out what your go is. Because once you find that go, it is like turning on a tap of water and it's just going to run. And it's because a lot of times it's tied up into your personality and the way God uniquely wired you and crafted you and created you. There's this other story, and I'll wrap up with this. There's this other story of this woman when we were church planting in Wales. She was so lovely, so sweet, very meek. She was incredibly gifted at hospitality, very pastoral. And she told me the story one day of how she was on the bus and there was this couple in front of them that were arguing. And she actually, when they got off the bus, she just said to them, "Hey, you know, would you guys like to come over for a cup of tea?" This is the UK now, okay? If you're in the UK, maybe this resonates, but anywhere else. She's like, "Would you guys like to come over for a cup of tea? You just seem like you're having a hard day. I've got a cup of tea and I just made a pie this morning. Would you like to come over?" And the couple, because it was dreary outside, kind of rainy, and because this woman is anointed in hospitality, they said yes. She invites them over, gives them a cup of tea on her couch with a blanket, and is just herself. Like, she's operating in her anointing and her gifting. She's listening to them. They're swapping stories. By the end of it, when this woman's husband comes home, she gives them a ride home. She was able to share her testimony with them. And did this couple fall on their knees and receive Christ that day? No. But this woman exercised and used her gift of hospitality to be a voice and to be a seed along their path. And so I just want to encourage you today. I want to come on here and just want you to think about, how can you listen, locate, and lead the people around you to be able to come to just one level up in their faith? Maybe that looks like you sharing your testimony. Maybe that looks like when they ask you, "Hey, what did you do this weekend?" You could say, "Well, you know, actually, I went to church and somebody shared a testimony on stage that they were struggling and God moved in their life." Like, whatever's going on, your life is a testimony. And so the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. This is a time to be bold, and not bold as in like, "Hey, believe what I believe," and be out there, but bold confidence in who you are and the voice and the things that God's done inside of you, and to have that heart of compassion for the world, to be able to speak when it's time to speak, to be able to love when it's time to love, to be able to encourage when it's time to encourage, and just to exercise who you are in Christ, to be able to reach people and make disciples of all nations. You matter, your voice matters, your story matters. So, who is someone that you could reach out to today? Who could you send a text to, a scripture to, a worship song to? Maybe even just saying, "Hey, thinking of you today, how could I pray for you?" If you are listening to this message, let's do a movement. Pass this podcast episode along to your friends and let's do a call to action. Text someone, call someone, pay for someone's coffee in the car behind you. Let's do this whole, wouldn't that be cool if we just started a movement right here from this podcast? I'm dreaming big, guys, but hey. And let's equip people to be active in sharing their faith, because the gospel is good news. And Jesus came because he so loved the world that God gave his one and only son. And today is a great day to share good news. So that is what I want to share with you. Me and the girls absolutely love all of you guys. We're so grateful every week to show up, to share. And so please reach out to us. Send Jessica a message, Tamara, Natalie, Tiffany, send the ladies a message and just tell them something that you have appreciated about the show. And we would love to hear from you. So be on the lookout next week for another episode from the Girls Gone Holy podcast.